USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
The U.S. Senate will start debating President Biden's bloated $1.9 trillion coronavirus relief bill this week. Democrats have now backed down from an effort to raise minimum wage to $15 an hour. Senate debate on the COVID-19 bill could begin as early as Wednesday. Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer's health department director is set to receive a $156,000 payout after his sudden resignation in January. His departure still has not been explained. Former Michigan State Health Department Director Robert Gordon also signed a confidentiality agreement in the interest of protecting deliberations among government officials. Republican leaders are calling it a cash payoff to be quiet. Ted Goodman with the Michigan GOP said, Michigan taxpayers deserve to know the circumstances. Actor Will Smith is considering running for office at some point in the near future while appearing on a podcast release Monday night. I absolutely have an opinion. I'm optimistic. I'm hopeful. USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I had begun to notice after 10 days with Balance of Nature, I felt better, more energetic, and believe me, for me, that's something because I have energy anyway, but as old as I am, that was really something to start really noticing. You know, we're all responsible for choosing what our attitudes are, but I had a better mental outlook. I mean, I always try to be positive, but there were subtle things in me that I began to notice. I just felt a difference with this.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
U.S. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken has pledged millions of dollars of USA to Yemen to ease what is being called the world's worst humanitarian catastrophe. John Clements from the Texas USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Project Hope reports the loss of life in Yemen will exceed cases of COVID-19, cholera, and malnutrition when compared to fatalities from the bloody war. U.S. State Department spokesman Ned Price told us that commitment comes from Secretary of State Anthony Blinken.
You heard Secretary Blinken pledge nearly $191 million in humanitarian assistance for the people of Yemen. We have worked with the region, and well beyond the region, in fact, to encourage the international community to raise its ambition, knowing that Yemen is now home to the world's worst humanitarian catastrophe. The international community has a special responsibility to the long-suffering people of Yemen, and that's what we're committed to.
Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Well, it was close, but no cigar. NASCAR's Tyler Riddick finished second at Homestead Miami Speedway last weekend, but wanted more out of his number 8 Chevrolet.
It's a good night considering how the first two weekends have went, but I need to get this Cheddar Scratch Kitchen Chevy to victory lane, because if I would have gotten a lot of people in America free chicken tenders on Monday night. But, yeah, once I really saw how fast we were in clean air at the end there and I saw how fast we were catching everybody, beyond frustrating. Just two or three different decisions on a restart would have put me miles ahead and I would have been within reach. So yeah, second's great, but I saw how much faster I was than those guys there at the end, so naturally it's frustrating.
NASCAR is in Southern Nevada this weekend at the Las Vegas Motor Speedway. Sunday's Pennzoil 400, presented by Jiffy Lube, starts at 3:30 p.m. on Fox. The NIT basketball tournament is moving this year. Dan Araki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
And with the NCAA Men's Division I basketball tournament being moved to a single location, another postseason tournament is following suit. The National Invitation Tournament announced Monday that it will hold its entire event in the Dallas-Fort Worth area when it begins later this month. The tournament will also downsize its field, shrinking to 16 teams from the usual 32. The semifinals and championship game have traditionally been held at Madison Square Garden in New York City. First held in 1938, the NIT has more recently become associated as the postseason tournament for teams that didn't make the NCAA field.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pride.